We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hello, everybody. I'm Abby Lee Miller, and this is Leave It on the Dance Floor. Today, my special guest, I'm so excited, is Yolanda. Eliana Walmsley's mom, Yolanda Walmsley, is here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. We're going to jump right in the first time. I don't know if it's the first time we met, but it's the first time that I remember meeting you and working with Eliana. You came to my studio in Los Angeles, California, and you wanted a private lesson. And you were insistent that I look at this kid's solo and have a private lesson. Insistent. And I was going, after my regular dance classes at the studio, I was leaving to drive to Long Beach because there was a trade show for costume designers, dancewear, something like that.
Yes.
And I was going because I had patterns and things that I needed made, manufactured. And there was a company that was going to be there that I had a special meeting with. We were going to dinner. I can't remember what restaurant it was.
Years later, you took Eliana and myself to that factory.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we ate at a Chinese restaurant afterwards.
I don't remember, but all I know is I was going to meet these girls.
Yes.
But I went a little long with the half an hour private lesson.
It's kind of like the Gilligan's Island, the 3-hour tour. It was supposed to be a 30-minute lesson that I paid for.
It was a 30-minute lesson.
Yes.
Well, I think that, with all due respect, they gave you that price so you wouldn't do it. You do realize that.
You do realize that.
They said, oh my God, we'll just charge her. I'm just going to, like,
this Diana. Astronomical amount.
Diana or Karen was probably like, we're just going to tell her this amount and she won't do it and you can leave. Almost, okay, fine.
Yes.
So this little peanut came in, which is really like the age that I love to work with and the age where you just see the child grow and
they're like sponges.
They're sponges.
She was seven.
Yes. And they overcome, the obstacles and they get the side aerial and they run and they hug you. And like that's the age. That's 7, 8, 9 is my key. So
I would concur because that was my favorite grade level teaching.
Okay. You get it. Right. So this little girl came in and she had this solo and
Satan's little lamb.
And she, and there were just things in it that I thought could be changed, could be different, could be better. So I ended up putting all these changes in this 7-year-old's dance and she was getting it and she was loving it. And we had a bond immediately. She got me. And I was 3 hours late for my meeting. The girls went to bed. They never showed up. They never met me because I said, just come and have dessert and I can hand you this stuff and I'll leave. No, they were pissed off.
Hey, but you know what? On our end, we missed a Cirque show because we were supposed to go to Vegas that night. And I asked her, would you rather stay and have this private lesson or go to Cirque? And she wanted to stay and have that private lesson.
See?
Yeah, it was really sweet. You absolutely did. And I remember she was struggling with her turns. You know, she was never like this proficient turner. She always struggled with them. But you had her doing like a quadruple turn, like when she was just hobbling around, like just a double pirouette. So it was very cool. But remember, that was not the first time because remember, that was after.
That's what I remember when I think of when I met Eliana. That's the night I remember. It's like Friday night.
You're right. And I think exactly. I think it's just because that was like the moment that, like you said, the two of you bonded.
Right.
But that was after, that was months after the big audition.
Okay.
Because remember, getting on Dance Moms like was a big joke. I'll be honest with you. Like, a lot of my friends...
You don't think the show is a joke. You mean you coming and trying out for it.
Absolutely, yes. No, I didn't think the show was a joke. I thought it was legit. I watched it. I have to be honest with you. The whole mom fighting part, I would always, like, fast forward my little, like, VCR because I would tape it. But I loved the dancing, and I thought it was fascinating. And a lot of my friends, when Eliana was very, very young, even when she was like 4 years old, they're like, someday you have to be on that show. You would be so good. Because, I mean, I was always stretching Eliana, like, just in between classes. And even as like a 4 or 5 year old, she was like studying like sometimes like 7 hours a day.
Yeah, that was too much. But I told you that. Yeah, and I said, you're nuts. This is too much.
And at the time, I didn't think it was nuts. Now it's cuckoo. Like, right, absolutely. Right, right. But a lot of my friends say you should do that. So when another friend of mine said, hey, there's this audition for Dance Moms, she's like, you should do it. And I was like, no. You know, I was like fine with like my life being a school teacher. I was teaching second and third grade literacy and tag. And I was like, no, like.
Well, excuse me. What is tag for our viewers?
Talented and gifted. The talented and gifted program.
Okay. Okay.
So it's like the high needs kids. And in addition, the high needs parents as well, too, because mm-hmm. they expect their kindergartner to be going to Harvard the next day.
Right.
And when you have to kind of let them know they're not going to Princeton tomorrow, it's going to be okay.
Yes.
It's not a good situation.
Or it's going to take a couple more years.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, but we did it, and I turned in the application probably about, it was due at midnight. It was probably about 11:59.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I turned that in. And I was like, we'll do it. For some reason, they called and we Skyped the interview and they said, come to LA. I think it was like probably like one of the first times we'd been to LA. Or maybe not, because she was always doing like tons of intensives in Orange County.
Right, right, right.
But it was the first time to come to the studio, and we did the audition. And
this is in LA.
This is in studio, LA. Right. It was like 8-9 hours. I have never seen such a robust group of parents who everybody was like, my child, my child, my child, my child. Even the fathers were there. They were hardcore. And I thought I was hardcore, but it was like a whole room of Yolandas.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Now, wait, let me just interject something here, because I kind of get backlash for this all the time. Or maybe I think I do, but having been on the show, having known the original cast members.
Yes.
Do you think, you're going to say the wrong answer. I'm going to be mad. In 2011, we're in Pittsburgh. We have these moms, no jobs, except Holly was a fellow school teacher.
Principal.
A principal. She was a principal. Do you think that those moms and those kids would have bought a plane ticket, jumped on a plane, flew to LA to audition, to be on a dance show, to learn a new dance every week?
I don't think so at that point, because I feel like they were very happy. I don't think they knew what was out there outside of their small community.
Thank you. Bingo, you wouldn't know their names. Whenever I took kids away, I knew that some of those kids in my car or some of those kids on that plane were never going to be professional dancers, and they needed to see the world. And that's why I wanted to get kids out of Pittsburgh. I wanted to get kids to Vegas, to New York, to Orlando, to things that they would never do with their families. And I always made sure that we did something educational along the way.
You did. You did. No, you did. Even in Pittsburgh on season 8, when y'all went to, you went around, and again, they said she didn't have enough school, so she missed that. But you went around Pittsburgh to show the history of Pittsburgh. And I was furious because she was the only one. But then, remember, everybody went to London. She missed that, but she had just come from London.
I know. Well, I didn't ask you to go because it wasn't anything. You know, I could have Eliana with me 24 hours a day. It was, you had just come back.
We had just come back. And remember, she had the audition for Radio City.
I know.
So she had that, and she had a job in St. Croix.
Well, I knew she was going to get the Radio City job because I knew people on the inside. That's why she couldn't miss it.
Hey, but she deserved it. Like,
she deserved it.
Like, 3 years.
And they used her social media in all those little interviews with her.
Well, they did, but now they don't even do. They don't even do that for like the new Claras. Now they stopped it after Eliana's year.
Wonder why?
I don't know. They just didn't like the, because you know she got the contract the year after. They gave the contract to her again and offered her that job again, but then that was COVID.
So she didn't get to do it.
She didn't get to do it. And then by that point, she was 2 inches taller.
Right. And, well, she was still young enough, but that, yeah.
Yeah, she was. It doesn't even matter how old you are. Like, you could be 15 if you're teeny.
No, not anymore.
Oh.
Not since Brittany Markle, one of my former students, her mother, Dara Markle. You think the Dance Moms people were bad? You think the women that you had to deal with were a little over the top? That woman, oh,
she
that
was, should like, have beyond? Been.
The, oh, they changed. She did it for 4 years. They changed it and actually put an age in because of her to get rid of her.
Oh, wow. As a Clara?
That's when the tours were happening. Yes.
Oh, when they traveled around.
Yes. Yes. Or they did like a sit down in Charlotte and sit down in Nashville.
Oh,
and
okay. Because they allowed Rachel Quiner, who was a Clara before Eliana, she did it 4 years.
Yes. And
then she
some
tried out the 5th year and didn't get it.
Weasel in and still make it happen. But they did put an age in because of Dara Markle, Brittany's mother from hell. You wouldn't know those kids' names. Because, like, one wouldn't have the money, one wouldn't take off work, one would say, oh, my kids aren't prepared, my 2 girls aren't prepared, you didn't tell us in time, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, the other one was working on husband number 3, so she was busy.
Well, and absolutely, and I think that's where, like, the show was able to show that, because before, what other opportunities were available to dancers,
like, for little kids,
for little kids. None. Yeah. There weren't. I mean, it was like, you would be in your community. You might travel to the next city for a competition,
but you paid people money to get on stage and compete and dance.
Right.
That
right.
was the
yeah,
life.
Absolutely.
And it's a $1 billion business.
Absolutely. But there was nothing like outside of that. Like maybe you would go to nationals and you'd go to Florida. But otherwise, it was just like it was a natural course. And then you would like end up maybe being on a dance team in high school. And that was it. But so there were no, I have to admit, like, I was like, when she was that close to it, I was seeing things that the original dancers were doing. And I was like, wow, that could be her. And then there's this little 7-year-old who's also seeing it as well, too, and wanted to get outside of her small community.
Right.
Of, you know, a population.
But they're watching a TV saying, I can do that. Mom, I can do that.
Well, she said, I can do more than that.
There you go. There you heard it. See? Eleanor's like, I'm better than that. I can do. Well, maybe she didn't say that. But Mom, I can do more turns, or I can do a better leap, or I can do whatever. And, you know, people don't realize that the original cast never auditioned. Eliana went through an actual audition for Dance Moms. The kids didn't audition. They sat in a chair next to their mothers. They smiled. And that was it. It was a housewife show.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, they said, hey, Abby, we need a new dance every week. And I was like, well, with who? They said, what do you mean with the cast? I go, they can't learn. It takes one of them 6 months to learn a solo. Are you kidding me?
That's true.
And that was where the pressure came from. And that's where the turmoil and that's where the fighting started, was forcing these children who weren't at that level to learn a dance in 2 days, 2.5 hours a day, and go out there and compete.
But who does that? Like, I mean, back then, who
nobody
was doing
did
that?
Like, well, nobody. Not unless you were a actress and you're an extra and you were hired. Correct. And you weren't doing a full dance.
Correct. No.
You were doing a cartwheel on the beach for some insurance company.
Absolutely. But I mean, when you had that audition, I mean, it was intense. Like, you made them tumble. They had to show their ballet technique. You had to show like their flexibility. They had to tap. I think the only thing you didn't have them do at that point was sing, because I don't remember her singing.
Right. Well, for the show, we didn't need that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they had to do like all different genres. They had to pick up choreography super fast. And she had been doing that in a lot of conventions. So I knew she was going to do really well. I knew she did well in the audition. She made it to the final group. I believe there were 6. And out of that 6... then 5 of them got the contracts. All.
Woohoo! Now, we just talked about what Eliana did to audition for Dance Moms. What did you go through? Because I don't really know that part.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, it's really funny. Okay, so essentially, she was devastated because literally she knew. And some of the kiddos that were actually, like, chosen for it, she had competed against them and had beaten them. So she knew, like, from the audition, she was like, I'm a better tumbler. I have better technique. Like, she knew all these things. And so she was like, why? She had no idea. But
Wait a minute. You're saying there were six kids and one didn't get the contract, and that was Eliana.
It was Eliana, yes. So that's why, yes.
Wait, she didn't get it?
She did not know. She did not get it. That's why we came back to LA, because I did not stop. See, we went back home to Colorado. She was devastated. Well, we went back. And
so now it makes sense. What you're saying is that she had beaten those kids in competition and she couldn't figure out why.
And she was like, why? And so one of her good friends, Ari, did get the contract. And so she was in talks with Eliana and wanted to find out.
Not too long ago, I was in the hospital fighting for my life, fighting a very rare form of cancer, Burkitt lymphoma, choking my spinal cord, knocking at death's door, and having to go through 10 very invasive rounds of chemotherapy. I never thought I'd be able to stand on my own 2 feet again, let alone teach dance. It wasn't until Dancers Against Cancer visited me during my recovery to help in my time of need that I realized their incredible mission. They have created an alliance in the dance community that provides financial support and inspiration to dance educators, choreographers, studio owners, dancers, and their families who have been impacted by cancer. The I'm a Dancer Against Cancer campaign was founded in 2012 in response to the loss of a young dancer from cancer. Since then, it has become a beacon of hope in the dance community, uniting dancers all over the nation. Join the fight against cancer and help make a difference with the dance community. For more information on how to get involved and make a one-time or even monthly donation, please visit imadanceragainstcancer.org/donate. Again, please get involved and make a difference within the dance community. Visit imadanceragainstcancer.org/donate.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Eliana gets cut.
Yes. And so
she can't understand because why? She knew she was better than them.
Exactly.
So
and it's your fault. And I called Sari and she's like, you didn't get it. And I was like, no. And then she had to sit there and watch then all of the new episodes with the mini team and seeing them dance and was like, I know I was just as strong, if not stronger. Why?
And she's 7 at this point.
She's 7. So I was like, you know what? You can either like give up or you can like work harder and get the attention of the producers.
But hello, Mom. It wasn't her getting the attention of the producers. It was you. It's called Dance Moms. You were the problem.
I was, because I remember them saying, like, some of the moms were like whispering, saying, fight with me, fight with me. I was like, what do you mean? I want to have a kumbaya. And that was my whole thing. I always wanted to have like everybody to be my friend. Mm. I didn't get the culture that you don't have any friends.
No, because you kept fast forwarding on your old VCR that the mom's fighting and went to the dancing.
Absolutely. So I didn't see any of that. So in the audition, when moms were whispering, saying, you know, just do something, I was like, oh, and I was scared and I wanted to hold their hands and I wanted to tell them how great their child was.
And also being a school teacher, you have to be very diplomatic in what you say, how you say it, who you say it to.
Yes. I had to have, which like you're not supposed to have to be successful on Dance Moms. I had an effective filter.
Yes.
And I didn't say what I was thinking right away. I would process what I wanted to say and how it was going to affect myself and my child.
And then said it.
And then I would say it.
But you learned.
Yes. That you can't.
It's not TV time, babe.
Yeah, absolutely. That you can't do that. So she was devastated. I was like, you can either quit or you can like put a ton of effort into it, thinking maybe like it was still her. I didn't come to the realization that it was me who was having the problem.
And this poor little 7-year-old didn't realize it was mommy that blew it.
Correct. But I was not, I don't like it when people tell me no. So I was like, no, I am going to let Abby Lee Miller know what a great dancer you are. And that's why I called and called, and you wouldn't pick up the phone, and Karen wouldn't pick up the phone and return the messages.
Well, there was a lot of phone calls.
Well, yes, I did. I
remember being in Pittsburgh, and Diana called me and said, wait, I can't talk. The phone company's here. And I went, no. And she said, because we had already had this going on in Pittsburgh where the phone just rang and we would just do this. Hang up.
And that's
hang
exactly
up.
What was happening. And I was
I said, no, I Diana, curious. No, everything is email. There's no phone. We don't have a phone. No phone. Short. We had to hire people just to sit by the phone.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it. I couldn't get through. But I did finally get through, got the private lesson. Y'all bonded. And then I remember Eliana asked you and she said, Miss Miller, how come? Because you were telling me that I should have been on the show, but how come? Why? And do you remember what you said?
No. Tell us. Tell our viewers. Look right into that camera.
Okay. I will tell the viewers. So what was said was Abby said it wasn't you. It was your mom, and your mom wasn't trashy enough.
See?
Now, I don't know whether I should have taken that as a compliment.
Yes, that was a compliment, but it was like, come on, get your button gear and start screaming and yelling.
Absolutely. So when we went back, that was in December, and then we went back to Colorado and we waited. And then at that point, you had a variety of turnaround. I think Alyssa Owen, they left. Then the Quinn sisters with Jeannie, they came in. They lasted a week. They left.
Yeah, they were horrible brats. Go ahead.
And then they left. And so there was a spot. And that's when they called me up.
The producers.
Yes.
Yeah, I really have nothing to do with that. And you know that now.
Yes, I do. Yes.
I mean, absolutely. I have a say in the kids and their dancing.
You did.
But then,
and I do think you said to them, hey, when they were like, what do we do now? We have people dropping like flies. You're like, what about that Eliana kid and her mom? And I think they were like, school teacher, short hair, glasses. Like, oh, my goodness, she's not going to work. So
you weren't TV friendly.
I was not. Yes, I was
that's
not TV
that's
friendly.
What they say TV friendly.
I was not glam. And I made some changes. So we got the Skype interview and I went to my friend who was a pageant mom.
Right.
And I said, I need some help with some glam. I don't know what to do. So she did clip in extensions. She had my teeth colored. She like did my makeup.
Wow.
She dressed me. And the key thing was, she said, you're going to have a couple shots of whiskey before the Skype interview.
Really?
Yes.
And you did.
I did.
See, now people... This
a little bit of liquid courage.
Yeah, liquid courage. Liquid
it was.
Gold.
I'm not, this... I am not encouraging that, but that night it helped. But the interview went too well because I gave them exactly what they wanted because I said, okay, let's see here. My child has better technique than Maddie. Mind you, they're recording the Skype interview.
Uh-huh.
She has more personality than JoJo. She is way more flexible than, was it Kenzie? No, she's a better turner than Kendall. She has better tumbling skills than Kenzie. She's
right.
Just an overall better dancer than Nia. I went through every single one of the OGs.
And that's what they ate it up. Because I will tell you, in the original interviews, let's call them the original interviews when they came into Pittsburgh and interviewed 30 families, 27 being from my studio.
Yes.
Several people would go in and mention someone's name. Then the next person would come in and mention the same name and the same name. That person with two kids was never going to interview. She wanted nothing to do with it because she had these dirty little secrets that she didn't want anyone finding out about. And the next thing, like the bankruptcy and them losing their business and then husband number three and all that, she didn't. But then everybody kept mentioning her name and they're like, who is this? We need to get her in here because she is stirring this pot and doesn't even know it.
And that's what they want is somebody who's going to stir the pot.
And you did.
And I did not know that. So right away, they were like,
she's a bitch.
Absolutely. So that
was kid's better than any kid on here.
Completely. And that was on a Tuesday. Then 2 days later, we were in Chipotle and we got the call. That was a Thursday. Mind you, I'm still teaching.
Right. Every day.
Literally, yes, I'm still teaching. And they said, you have 3 days to get out here. And that was a Thursday. So it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I went out and I went to White House Black Market, spent $7,000 on clothes. Because remember, there is...
Oh, my God!
Yes! Because remember, there's no wardrobe. So they said you had to have like 6 months worth of outfits.
Oh, for God's sakes, but you were coming to LA. You could shop anywhere.
Ah! It was a great excuse to go ahead and drop that. So $7,000 on clothes, had my teeth like whitened, had to write 3 or 4 months worth of sub plans, a long-term sub, try to like actually like tell my family, because I had, you know, I had one son that was in high school, one that was in middle school, a husband, and everybody like, we're leaving in like 3 days.
See ya. Gotta go.
It was like this, and it was like her
and your mom and dad.
Yes. And my mom and dad. Yeah, right, absolutely. Right. And I knew that they were going to like help out. And the family was actually very supportive. Like my sons were just like, I really think that you need to do it. Because we did have like a family meeting and I don't think they ever thought we would actually get it. But a lot happened really, really fast. And then we flew out on a Sunday and we had 1 day on Monday where they were changing our hotels. And then we literally went into interviews on Tuesday.
Wow.
Had no idea what we're getting into.
And did you think back then with this little 7-year-old and doing the private with me and stuff, did you envision her being a dancer as a career? Would she be on Broadway? Would she be on a TV show dancing? Was that like a goal with you running around? Because I know she did cheerleading for a while.
She did. Oh, that was the other thing as well, too, is that she was a level 4 cheerleader and she was like a point flyer. And her team was due to go to NCAA, which is like the Olympics. Well, Summit's up there as well, too. But essentially, yes. It was like the Olympics of cheer.
Right.
And her team was scheduled to go in 1 week to NCAA with her as. So literally, I had to tell them as well, too, with like the coaches crying and just saying, because she was on a full ride scholarship with them and a complete full ride.
And I understand that's like kicking somebody in the teeth that's giving you something for your kid.
And that's what they said. They said, what? No offense, but they said, why are you letting her go to a person who's not going to love her when we do love her?
Well, they didn't know that. Yeah. And they weren't on TV. So,
yeah, but they did go and they then the next week I came home crying from the first competition.
I was in tears. You didn't. Crying from Dance Moms?
I did. No. I cried every night in the bathtub, literally. Every single night.
Well, I wasn't in the bathtub, but I cried too.
No, I did because we were in a hotel room and I didn't want her to know that I was crying because she was so excited and she loved it. And I was crying and then I watched NCAA and I saw her team win and I was like, what mistake did I make at this point?
So, to my question, this little kid and this experience and getting on the show, did you think, you know what, my kid has it. There's something here and she's going to make it. This is going to be her life, her career. Or did you think when she was a little kid and you were doing the ballet lessons and the this and the that, did you think someday she's going to be Clara at Radio City Music Hall? Or did you think, you know what, she's going to be an attorney or she's going to be a doctor and this is just a good hobby?
I thought even when she was younger, I knew she had something really special. I really did. Because I was a dancer myself as well, too. Even with my first child, I was in a contemporary ballet company when I was pregnant with my first child. So
nice.
Yes. Yeah, so
see, that's something that you all didn't know. You ALDC elites that are watching this podcast, leave it on the dance floor. We have another dancer leaving it on the dance floor.
I did. And I mean, it was a little crazy because when she was a newborn baby and she was only 5 pounds, I knew she was going to be a dancer. And I wanted her to be a dancer. So I would take her legs and I would pull her legs when I was changing her diaper behind her head to actually start stretching her out. Like, and my family thought I was crazy, which I look back now, I'm like, a little crazy, but she wasn't crying. So, and now she's like, has this insane amount of flexibility. So it did help. But I didn't ever, college is a really important thing for our family. So I really, because we started saving for our kids' college education before they were even conceived. So I thought she would use dance to be able to help her get into a college.
That's a wonderful statement that you just made. And there are so many kids right now that dance whose parents are insistent upon them going to school and they want to be dancers. So they go to school for dance. And I am not a believer in that.
Yes. And I think it, and I just also knew too, being a dancer as myself as well too, is that to be a professional dancer, you're talking 0.0005% of people actually make it as a professional dancer.
And make a living at it. That's the difference. Well, you can be a professional.
You can.
And still not be able to pay your rent and your food and your gas bill.
And you're also working like four other jobs to go ahead and pay for your rent.
Exactly. But so, let me clarify something to all our viewers out there. When I said that about education, I am also a firm believer in education and the education of life and living and everything that you learn every day. However, don't go to school for dance. If you can't dance by the time you're 18, it's the next 4 years are going to be brutal. Go to school for something that asks for that piece of paper. Engineering, education, pre-med, pre-law, computer science, whatever it is, and dance too. Like go to a city, Chicago, LA, New York, where you can dance professionally or start to, try to, and go to school for something else.
Well, absolutely.
And now with online and what kids can do now.
You can do all that.
You can do it.
But there's so much. But then I think to speak to that as well, too, I think there's so much from dance that can help you and aid you as an adult. The discipline that you have, the responsibility, the teamwork. There are so many life skills that you can gain from being a dancer to help you be a successful citizen.
Well said. Well said, Yolanda. Thank you for so much. That was wonderful. No, seriously, because as an educator, you know what these kids can do and how independent and they think and spatial awareness, just everything. I know all you ALDC elites out there are loving Leave It on the Dance Floor. And I want to take just a second and say I appreciate all your support each and every week. Thanks for coming back to listen. I also want to share some exciting news. We have podcast merch. Yes, that's right. You can order your very own Leave It on the Dance Floor swag. We have cute embroidered podcast hats and beanies, tote bags, steel tumblers that everyone loves these days, and even an adorable mug with my mug on it. That's right. My face on a big ceramic coffee mug. Head on over to our show page on shop.herdatmedia.com to order today. Again, that's shop.herdatmedia.com and tap Leave It on the Dance Floor. I know my ARDC elites are going to love everything. Be sure to tag me at The Real Abby Lee and at Leave It on the Dance Floor podcast. We might just post you. Kids that don't dance don't have.
Absolutely. And I've always said as well, too, is that it doesn't matter whether it's dance or you're a rock climber or you're a fencer, to stay involved, because once you don't have, you're not involved in something.
That's when you get into trouble.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And you see that with kids.
Yeah.
You have two boys of your own.
Yes.
You see it. You know, when, and I always say that people send their children to dance class, you know where they are. Mm-hmm. You know what they're doing. You know the people they're with.
Yeah. You know their
and
friends.
You know when they're on the weekends and they're going away in a hotel and this and that. You know who's there. You know whose mom's taking them or whatever. Like it's a positive,
healthy,
athletic thing.
Oh, it definitely is. But I have to say that like moms out there who have like convention kids, please, please, please do not let your little like kids run around like hotels. I feel like I just need to put that out there because I think that there's also like a serious thing that's going on in dance conventions where there are a lot of people in hotels that shouldn't be like around like little kids. So moms, please stay with your children when you're in conventions. That's my little side note. And people always say that, like, are you married? I am. But like, I love it. I've got, well, my real wedding ring, the main diamond popped off one day and I actually managed to find it.
Oh, good.
But this is like, you know, it's there. But then I have like this, other ring too, because like sometimes like marriage is weird. So I have this other ring right here. Can I say like a dirty word? Because it says fuck it
on the ring.
Of course, yeah, I can censor.
Yes, right underneath the wedding ring. Because I'm like, you know, marriage sometimes. So
well, sometimes.
Yes, but no, it works out well.
But you were young. You were in college.
I actually started dating Eliana's father, my husband, when I was 16. So,
but he was older.
He was 19.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, he was 19. But we got married. When I went to college, as opposed to being in the dorm,
you told me this.
Yeah.
You lived with him.
I lived with him. And my mother was a nun. And so, like, an ex-nun, obviously. And so she kind of, like, when she found out, she essentially, like, disowned me because we were living in sin.
Yes.
And so then she said, well, we're no longer paying for college, and we're not paying for your college, which I had a lot of scholarships because I'm Hispanic. But she said, no longer, I will not pay for room and board or anything. You're like, literally on your own. So I lived with him. His family paid, but they didn't know that I was actually living with him. But we stayed together, and it just, like, now it's kind of like, it's like, and I know you're newly married. Congratulations. But
not
you,
2 years.
Oh, 2 years. Well, God, where am I? But it's kind of like, I feel like it's like the perfect marriage because he lives in one state and I live in the other. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Was he instrumental in the whole house thing and with Eliana being here and being so young and not paying rent, you're just throwing that money away? Or was that all you?
With her getting the house?
Yes.
No, we both, because you remember he's in finance.
Right.
He's the CFO.
Right.
So we just decided, like, either she could just, like, go spend crazy, like, with her money, like, stupid purchases. Like, one time she and Jensen went to, like, Louis Vuitton, like, in the very beginning, and she came home with, like, $60,000 worth of Louis Vuitton handbags. I think it was, like, one backpack. So at that point, we're like, this is out of control. So that's when we started, like, thinking mutual funds, IRA, trust funds. And she, if she goes over like $200 a month, she has to prove that it's for her business.
Okay. Like, on a YouTube video, she needed this certain outfit or these shoes or this silly hat or whatever. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, things like, cause a lot of times she'll rent different, like through Peerspace, she'll rent, like, right, different locations and everything. So she'll do that. So she has to, like, prove that there's a reason, why, but otherwise, I mean, it's like her responsibility. If she likes a brand of clothing, then there's no reason why she can't message them what she does to see if then she can go ahead and work out a collaboration with them.
Right. So, but I'm just talking about the house in general. I think that was so smart and it's so great. And I don't know. I'm horrible at real estate. I sold a condo too soon. I bought a house too late. I was adjustable rate mortgage. It killed me. All that stuff. But I just feel like in California and New York, New Jersey, like that area where he is, his parents, property value is never going to go down.
Yes, absolutely.
It's just going to keep on going up. Where Florida could go, you know, there could be a hurricane, it could kill it, you know, this, that. I mean, there could be an earthquake here. But what I'm saying is the property value is going to keep going up and up. Other states, you don't know. It's a gamble.
Well, it's like, it's hands-on learning for her. So she's not in a, like, a business class, just like learning about business. She's actually doing it herself.
I know. And unfortunately, my dad, God love him, gave his baby girl every single thing he never had. But I used to beg him for the book, the list of, what are the bills? Dad, what are the bills? What do you pay the electric company? What do you pay the gas? Dad, please sit down and go over this with me. When he was dying, he had a brain tumor. And I mean, it was benign, so, but it was like, Dad, I need to know. I'm not an idiot. I can do this.
And they don't teach that, like, in school. Well, like,
I took an accounting class in high school, but I was going to go to Pitt for that. But
Yeah, I took an accounting class as well, too, but it didn't teach me anything that, like, I need to understand now. But, like, now she's actively.
Right.
Like, she
and
has
I just
her
said
own.
I would go to Kaufman's, which is our Macy's now, you know.
Yes.
And I would say I'm there down there and the credit card's getting declined. And what did I do? What did I do? If your Macy's card was declined, I went up to the 12th floor to the credit department. And I said, I'm trying to buy this and it's not going through. And they said, well, you've reached the limit. I said, well, call my dad.
Or put it on layaway.
Well, they call my dad and he'd say, what's she buying? And they'd say, and how much? Okay, fine. Let it go through. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it was never. No.
None of those classes ever prepared you for.
No. Like, and it was
world.
Never.
Was always experience.
And he just said, and if I was somebody asked me to go on vacation with them or whatever, how much money did he, if he didn't have it, he'd go to the credit union at work. He'd get $2,000 and hand it to me. And say, you make sure you take these people out to dinner. You pay for your meals yourself when you're out. You buy them dinner. You know, like, I was that giving in that way. And I was raised that way. But it was never, no, we don't have the money. You can't go. That was never in the in the conversation. He just figured it out.
Just to do that. No, and I think it's really important to like push your children at a young age to start understanding things. Like you can set up like
I've been
a
saying
Roth
they need
account
a,
for
yeah,
them.
But like, I've been saying these kids need a credit card. These kids yes. need a credit card, even if it's like a $200 a month limit.
Exactly. They can start building their credit on that.
But they can learn you can't buy that.
Right. If you don't have enough money, exactly. If you don't have enough money to cover that, then you can't. Because then what happens is starts to affect your credit and that affects everything.
And I'm not talking about kids who are on social media. I'm talking about all little kids at the dance convention. You know what I mean? Like give them a debit card and they're going to go buy lunch and they know you can't buy that t-shirt.
Right.
It's stupid. And they learn that younger. But anyway, let's move on. So you're Charlie Chaplin. Production comes to you and they say, what?
Okay. They said, we know that Eliana's been down this week because if you remember that was like, I believe it. Oh, it was. It was the week that she forgot the solo during rehearsal. Yes. And it was devastating because
she blanked.
Yeah. It was like the first time it was during rehearsal. And I remember you just saying next. Like, and she just went over to the corner and I so badly wanted to go over to her, but I was stopped because of production. Like I just needed to like hug her and just like let her know it's okay. It's just, it is all okay. And I just remember like that made it to, it made the cut and you just see this little 7-year-old like in the corner and just had nobody to go over and support her. And she.
And the whole episode, they were painting you out to be this like not hands-on mother, that you were all about the win, you didn't care about the kid, and the moms were on top of you.
Yes, like, or even like myself, like I wanted to draw attention to myself, and that's why I did the Charlie Chaplin dance.
That's why you did it.
That's yes, evil. And that's what, yeah, so it was hard to begin with, like just leading up to that episode, and then they had this harebrained idea, like the night before, they said, hey, you know what? We know that Eliana's been down. How about you come tomorrow and just get the crowd behind her? And so
that's how they put it to you.
Yes. And they said, so what we'd like you to do is to go into the crowd, like in the audience and hand out, they told me they were like 5x7 cards with her picture on it. And they said, you can hand these out to get them really excited
about her
solo.
Up.
Exactly. Okay. And I was like, okay, great. What parent wouldn't want to go ahead and have the audience like, you know, behind their child? She's already feeling very defeated and all that. I was like, great, I will definitely do that. So they said, well, you know, and we want you to get into the character as well, too. So do you like, would you mind like dressing up like Charlie Chaplin? I was like, well, I don't have a costume. I'm not going to do that.
Like a black blazer, like a black suit, men's suit.
Right, but
a black bow tie.
But like we,
or never, no, he wore a regular tie.
Yeah,
tie.
But I had like my nice dress that I had already packed and everything. I didn't have like black pants and a white shirt. I didn't have that, and they knew that. So because everything was planned, and I had my dress that I had packed because I only packed enough for just like that day, essentially, like that night and the next day. So I had my dress packed. So I was like, okay, well, we're near a mall in Scottsdale. So I was like,
Sidebar, that mall in Scottsdale has the most amazing Dillard's you've ever seen. But
isn't it like Fashion Square?
Yes.
Yes. So good. So I was like, well, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do? It's late at night. The store closes in 20 minutes. And they said, well, why don't you call Stacy and ask Stacy if Eliana can go ahead and stay with her? And I was like, okay, well, she's a friend. I will go ahead and do that. The girls are friends. So called her up and she's like, that's fine. So I was like, and she's like, but what time are you going to get back? And I was like, well, probably like by the time I walk over there, I'll be gone about an hour. She's like, why don't you just let Eliana spend the night? It was her
idea.
She
wanted her kid in bed.
Yeah, so she was just like, but she offered for Eliana to spend the night. And I was like,
how the girls were. They always like that all sleepovers.
Exactly. So I was like, well, this is a win-win situation. Eliana knew it was like a great thing. And so I went to White House Black Market. I got a great like pair of tuxedo pants, a white button-down shirt, and then a black blazer. And I thought that's where the costume ended.
Right.
So the next morning, I remember getting the call time. And mine was like 2 hours before Eliana's, which I was like, because normally we would show up, obviously have the same call time together.
Because we're all going to get on the bus and get off the bus and parade in.
Right. And also like the mom would always be with their daughter to help warm them up, to make sure that they have breakfast.
To listen to my spiels.
Exactly. To be a mom. And I was like, but where's Eliana? They said, don't worry, she's going to be taken care of. But I was like, why do I have to have an earlier call time? And they said, well, we'll let you know because we just need you to get prepped. I'm like, prepped for what? They're like, well, we're going to be giving you out like the cards and just kind of like let you know what you're going to be doing.
Well, that's 15 minutes, not 2 hours.
Exactly. So I was like, they're like, but don't worry, like Eliana will be fine. She's with Stacy. And it still like seemed very fishy to me and I should have known, but I was still learning the culture. Wasn't
very
really quite
fishy,
sure.
Should have known. Those are words that we've all said.
Yeah.
Keep listening. And all you ALDC elites out there, tune in next week for part two. Straighten your legs, point your feet, and all that jazz. ALDC elites, thank you so very much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and give Leave It on the Dance Floor a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to watch each week and see exclusive behind-the-scenes content like my never-seen-before pictures and videos from the competitions, some even taken from the wings, classes at the ALDC studio in Pittsburgh, or even our iconic dance concerts, head over to Patreon or become a member on YouTube Premium, linked in the show notes each week. See you on the flip side.
A Huda Media Production.